From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources says the wolf suspected of attacking a teenager during a camping trip in northern Minnesota has tested negative for rabies. The wolf that was tested was trapped and killed Monday at West Winnie Campground on Lake Winnebogoches. 16-year-old Noah Graham of Solway was camping with five friends last weekend when he was bitten in the back of his head, a wound which took 17 staples to close. The DNR is waiting for DNA test results to confirm whether a wolf trapped and killed is the animal that attacked Graham. Department of Natural Resources officials think it's the first documented serious injury wolf attack on a human in Minnesota. Meanwhile, the U.S. Forest Service has reopened the campground, which had been closed since last Saturday. Results for the Minnesota Comprehensive Assessments are out, and the results are mixed for a number of reasons. MCAs are the standardized tests used to determine the number of students who are proficient at math, reading, and science at different grade levels. Overall, the state average proficiency level for math is 62% and 58% for reading. Cook County Schools ISD 166 comes in at 48 and 55%, respectively. Birch Grove is 38% proficient in math and 88% in reading. Great Expectations is 57% proficient in math and 77% in reading. Oshkeogamog is low in both proficiencies, but only tested three students. ISD 166 tested grades 6, 7, and 8 in the middle school, 10th grade in reading, and 11th grade in math in the high school, and grades 3, 4, and 5 at Sawtooth Elementary. 10th graders scored a high 72% in reading proficiency. Birch Grove tested 4th and 5th graders in both math and reading. 4th grade scored 100% in reading. Great Expectations tested grades 3 through 8, with the 6th grade scoring 100% in reading. Math scores are flat statewide, but up 5 points over 2011. However, the number of students scoring proficient in reading is down nearly 20 points. Proficiency is not dropping, State Education Commissioner Brenda Caselius said Monday. Our kids did not get dumber overnight. Rather, the tests have gotten harder over the last decade. MCAs are designed to meet No Child Left Behind standards. The next set of test results from the Minnesota Multiple Measurements Ratings come out in October. They combine proficiency, yearly growth, and the rate at which a school or classroom is closing the achievement gap. Caselius said these scores will be more useful, accurate, and better reflect state and local achievements. Minnesota transportation officials have nixed an unpopular route for a highway realignment on the Iron Range. The Minnesota Department of Transportation said Monday that it has eliminated the western reroute option for Highway 53. That proposal would have taken the road west of Eveleth and around Virginia, bypassing much of Virginia's retail district. MnDOT said the route was proposed only because federal rules require several route options. Minnesota lawmakers, as well as state, federal, and city officials, had said the route would never fly. Highway 53 runs past the United Taconite plant. Its owner, Cliffs Natural Resources, wants to mine underneath the highway and has the legal right to do so. The Knife Lake fire this week topped out at 188 acres. The fire was north of the south arm of Knife. Fire managers successfully suppressed the fire that was in an unsafe and inaccessible location through backfiring and limited aerial attack. The south arm of Knife closures of campsites, waterways, and portages were still in place this Friday. The Disappointment Lake fire was a quarter acre and declared out on Tuesday. Sedative Lake fire was reported at 3/10 of an acre in size, and it was called out this Thursday. Forest Service used 16 firefighters and 4 public safety staff on the Knife Lake fire. 2 de Havilland Beaver floatplanes from Ely Seaplane Base were also in effect. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.